Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A needle in a haystack? Almost. A school teacher near Portland, Oregon, found a plug from an exit door that blew off an Alaska Airlines plane during a flight to Ontario, California, Friday night. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says it could be telling.
They'll look for fractures. They'll look at more paint marks, some other, if anything, was sheared or there was any deformation, they may be able to see it better under the microscope.
The force of the explosion so great it ripped off the cockpit door 26 rows away. No one was hurt, but dozens of Boeing 737 MAX 9s are still grounded. Congressional leaders say they've reached a deal that would help avoid a partial government shutdown in less than 2 weeks. But CBS's Scott McFarlane says there's still lots of work to do.
This is some progress as Congress barrels towards two deadlines that could force a government shutdown. Part of the government later this month, the rest in February. The negotiators for the Senate and House have agreed on the overall dollar amount to be spent in 2024, roughly $1.6 trillion, but they have to iron out some big wrinkles on what to spend the money on and potentially controversial policy riders.
Pope Francis has weighed in on surrogate motherhood, and he is not in favor. In a policy address today, he called the practice despicable, referring to it as the commercialization of pregnancy. It may be the one to beat at the Academy Awards in March.
Oppenheimer dominates at the Golden Globes on CBS. It won for Best Drama Movie and earned Christopher Nolan a Best Director Award. Its star Cillian Murphy won Best Actor.
One of the most beautiful and vulnerable things about being an actor is that you can't do it on your own. Emily Blunt, Robert Downey Jr., Matt Damon, Gary Oldman, thank you for carrying me and holding me through this movie.
Barbie also scored a Golden Globe for Cinematic and Box Office Achievement in Motion Pictures. Its star Margot Robbie.
Thank you so much to the Golden Globes for creating an award that celebrates movie fans.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Early this morning at Cape Canaveral.
Liftoff of the first United Launch Alliance Vulcan rocket.
U.S. launching its first spacecraft to the moon in more than 50 years as part of NASA's plan to return humans to the lunar surface. Peregrine is uncrewed. It's vying to become the first private venture to land on the moon. If all goes well, it'll touch down there February 23rd. College football will crown a champion tonight in a battle of the unbeatens. Number one Michigan takes on number two Washington in Houston. Wolverines coach Jim Harbaugh.
To be the best, you gotta beat the best. So that's our mindset, and we're ready to have at it.
S&P futures up one, Dow futures unchanged. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he doesn't support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with ReFlow, the nonprofit, which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers are headed to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Kickoff at 3:30. Green Bay beat the Bears 17-9. Standing room only at Lambeau Field. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
What a great atmosphere. Great environment. I can't say enough about our fans. That was a playoff type atmosphere. And anytime you get that type of feeling in Lambeau. I think it's tough on any opponent.
Jordan Love with two touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 128.6.
I'm just having a better feel of where I need to go with the ball and getting a better rhythm with just playing quarterback in the pocket. So, you know, I think every game, you know, I've been getting better and the whole team around me has been getting better as well.
And an interesting comment from Quay Walker about what's different about the team this year.
I've been on this team for 2 years now, and the team chemistry is way better than it was the year before. And so once it's like that, man, it's easy to win football games when a lot of guys love to enjoy to play with each other.
That's Packers inside linebacker Quay Walker. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some snow on the way starting late this afternoon into this evening and continuing through tomorrow into tomorrow night. About 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible by the time it wraps up, with wind, especially tomorrow night, creating areas of blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Monday morning, January 8th. And it's once again another beautiful day to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, the Civic Media app, or through our social media video feeds. And if you're listening on demand by podcast, thank you for subscribing and taking us along on this Monday. I've got a question for you, especially those of you in the southern half of Wisconsin. Are you ready for the first winter storm? Also, let's look at the positive side of things. It took this long to get to the first winter storm, and details from meteorologist Brittany Merlot coming up. Here's another question. Did you feel it? Did you feel it yesterday when the sun rose 1 minute earlier than Saturday? Because bit by bit, the days are now starting to get longer. Wait, I have another question for you. Are you ready for more football? As the Packers get set to take it to the playoffs, go to Dallas. Dallas hasn't lost at home for over a year. And so can you think of a better way to get into the playoffs than by handing Packers former coach Mike McCarthy his first home loss in over a year? That would be really nice. Sunday, 3:30 is when the Packers and Dallas play in the wild card round. One more quick tease here. Tomorrow morning at 7:06, we will have an interview with Governor Tony Evers. He's been scheduling one-on-one interviews with a lot of Wisconsin media folks, ourselves included, at Up North News. And so we will hear from the governor tomorrow morning at 7:06. Also along the way today, we'll talk about former President Trump saying some pretty off-the-rails things over the weekend. The one that really caught my ear was claiming he could have done a better job than Abraham Lincoln of negotiating the end of the Civil War, which begs the question, how does one negotiate slavery with the South? What exactly would Trump have done? Kristen Lyerly will join us. We'll talk in part. She was at the game. We'll talk about that. But also we'll talk to her about a draconian new abortion law in Idaho being allowed to stay on the books for now, thanks to right-wing judges and justices. Selena Heller will highlight some of the stories she's working on for us at Up North News. You can find that at upnorthnewswi.com. This is the first Monday of the first working Monday of the new year, and it's the first Motherhood Monday of the new year, a perfect time to remind busy parents of some of the basic things we can all do to be a bit more involved in 2024 and in making sure we're supporting real pro-family candidates. So look for that coming up at about 7:30. Talk to Aaron Phillips and Kate Duffy.
Civic Media News Director Terry Bell will have three things you need to know to start the week. That'll be coming up at 7:50. And again, frequent weather updates from Brittany Merlot and others as we go through the day. You can join us along the way at 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We would love to have you along. You can call us or text us at that number. And you can either do so directly on your phone or do it through the Civic Media app. That's really the best way to go because you'll be able to keep up with all of the many good shows and stations across the Civic Media radio network. You can email us as well, radio@upnorthnewswi.com, or you can leave us a comment on one of the Facebook pages where you can not only hear but also see Up North News Radio, where you could also hear and see on your screen 6 a.m. temperatures around the state. They look like this. It's 27 up here on Lake Wissota. Hayward's at 19. Park Falls, 20. Wausau reporting 28 degrees downtown. Green Bay's at 30. La Crosse, 27. Wisconsin Rapids, 29. Oshkosh, 30. Madison's at 26 degrees. And it is 27 in downtown Waukesha, where we find Mr. Greg Bach joining us to kick off the week. Mr. Bach, good morning.
Hello.
Is that a yawn, or are you just getting excited to say hello?
Just getting excited to say hello. Oh,
very nice. How was your weekend?
Busy. Busy.
Okay. All
right. It worked. And then Bridget and I spent, and Maybell, we went over to a good friend of ours' house and hung out with their family and just kind of did nothing. It was fantastic. But I did have a mishap.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, we did a cookie exchange and I had some leftover cookies that were frozen. So I brought them out. I decided to put them in the microwave.
Oh.
And if you're watching the live stream, I'm going to put my thumb up here right here.
Oh, no. What happened to your thumb?
I burned my thumb on caramel.
Oh, like yes.
Like hot plastic on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
I was shook, shaken, swearing.
Yeah.
And it hurts. It just hurts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Microwaves and isn't it fun? Microwaves are fickle little creatures, you know, for something like mashed potatoes, you have to have them in there for like a day and a half for them to get warm.
Yep.
Other things like caramel become like hot lava in a matter of seconds.
Yeah. You know? I'll put it in for 4 seconds. Oh, the house is on fire.
Yeah, right. I recall my dad burned his mouth on a really hot cookie.
Oh,
Yeah, it's so you got off easy with it being the thumb.
Yeah, yeah.
So good on you. Did you watch the Packers beat the Bears in some particular place?
I was not able to watch the game last night.
You were indisposed.
Indisposed, but I was catching up on the scores on my phone and very excited for the fans, very excited for the team. I mean, this is a there's the part of me that's like, "Oh, go to the Super Bowl, win it all, make Aaron Rodgers watch every minute."
I'm going to say what's gotten me through this season is that the bar of expectations has never been set very high when they have these bad games, and they've had some bad games. Mm-hmm. It's been like, okay, they mentioned this several times during the TV broadcast. This is the youngest team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
This is the youngest team ever to make the playoffs in the NFL. This is a young team. So they're scrappy. They've got talent, but they're going to have some miscues along the way. Again, you're going up against a Dallas team that hasn't lost at home in over a year. So, I mean, granted, Dallas's playoff record, not that great historically.
Yeah.
But look, I just expect it to be a good game. That's all I'm hoping for, a good game. Not a blowout where suddenly all of our youth and inexperience shows. So we'll see.
A win is a win.
That's right. We'll definitely take that. Also, apparently, there was like a little, in my mind, there's no such thing as a little earthquake. But by their standards, there was a little earthquake in the Crandon area over the weekend. I think about 2.5 or so on the Richter scale.
That's not little.
I know. That would get my attention. Yeah. And by getting my attention, meaning I would suddenly feel something warm and wet down my leg. You know, I mean, it's not the world should not do that. And then people would say, actually, the world does that 24/7 actually.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do it here much in the Midwest.
And no.
I would not like that. No bueno.
I was in Los Angeles for an earthquake once. It was like, it was 3.5, 4. I'm like, don't Don't just slough it off as God shakes the planet and like
meh. Yeah. That sounds good. Oh, it was an F1? Oh, please. You know, come to me with a real tornado, you know, until it hits your house.
We stand outside and watch for an F4.
Yeah.
Stop being a baby.
It was weird. There was just weird stuff over the weekend. The Crandon earthquake. Alaska Airlines. A part of the plane fell off. It fell off. And it's like, you know, suddenly you're in a convertible. You know, it's like, oh, hey, look, open air, you know. Like, but no, at 400 miles an hour and 16,000 feet.
Sir, I may be new here at Alaskan Airlines, but I think we're supposed to have a tail, right? We're not like the shuttle. We don't drop pieces as we're flying.
No, and of all the things you want to have faith in, yeah. I want faith in the mechanics or whoever they are who were supposed to, that had been an emergency exit door. They covered it because of the way the plane was configured. They didn't need a door there. If you're going to weld it or whatever it is you do, maybe some Gorilla Glue, whatever you do, I'd like that to stay in place, please.
Some scotch tape and hope.
Yep, that'll do. What's that?
And I'm supposed to go flying on Wednesday. Oh my God!
Oh. I won't. What's the guy who's got all the Flex Seal stuff? I mean, he's gonna do the thing next with. Wait, we took this airliner and we used Flex Seal.
Yeah,
you know, the door didn't come off. Well, maybe Alaska Airlines should have used that.
Yeah,
I don't know. Tried to watch the Golden Globes. Golden Globes are always kind of a hit or miss.
I didn't even know they were on.
Yeah. Yep. They moved to CBS. They've been on NBC forever.
Yeah.
And to me, one of the more awkward moments was when the Golden Globe for the brand new award for best stand up comedy special went to Ricky Gervais, and you can feel the whole room kind of tense up, you know, because he was such a controversial Golden Globes host for a couple of years there, and they're like, "Well, oh, this is awkward."
His last special, he was quite transphobic.
But yes, he was. We didn't finish it. Honestly, we didn't finish it.
No, I used to love his.
This isn't working for us.
I used to love his stand-up. I love his shows. But I'm like, and him and Jimmy Carr, like two like very smart British comics.
Yeah.
I thought they'd make fun of making fun of transphobia in a way that was like ironic. But they just dug in. Like,
I kept waiting for them to turn the corner on it, you know?
They didn't.
Yeah. So it seemed a little odd that it got the Golden Globe Award, but that's in award season.
Do you have the HBO Max?
Yes.
I'm going to suggest a special for you that I think you'll truly love.
Good. I need a palate cleanser. Yes,
please. Did you watch Gary Gulman's The Great Depression?
No.
Watch that. It's a wonderful special / it's about him going through severe mental breakdown, but talking about it, but also doing stand-up. It's amazing.
Well, if you like that, then you're going to have to set your DVR because does Taylor Tomlinson's new show, does that start tonight?
I think it starts tonight, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, from the stand-up I've seen from her, I worry about her. I mean, she too talks about being bipolar and all of that, but, you know, just listening to her talk, I'm like, oh, boy.
Pat, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Pressure. You know a comedian? You should worry about all of them.
Okay, I believe you. Yeah. Yes. So we watched a little Golden Globes. And then tonight on TV will be the college football championship. Michigan versus Washington playing in Houston. And honestly, why, kids? If you're going to do that, do it on New Year's Day when everybody's watching bowl games and then have your one really big bowl game at the very end. There's your free advice. A lot more sports to talk about on the other side of this brief pause, wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Monday, January 8th. When you're here, you're up north. You're live from Lake Wasota, all across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. It's nice to have you along. Back in a bit.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
We just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
It was on this day in 1980 that Prince made his national television debut performing I Want to Be Your Lover on NBC's The Midnight Special. We'll have the rest of today's history lesson and musical memories coming up about a half hour from now or so. Quick look at sports here. Obviously, we've talked about the Packers already. What they did was they beat the Bears 17-9. The Packers have now beaten the Bears 10 games in a row and finished the season 9-8. Not bad after starting the season 2-5, but they've won 7 of their last 10 games. And again, they'll play in the wild card round of the playoffs in Dallas on Sunday at 3:30. We mentioned the college football championship is tonight in Houston, Michigan versus Washington. The Milwaukee Bucks lost on the road in Houston Saturday night. They are home tonight to take on the Utah Jazz. The Badger men's basketball team, number 21st ranked in the nation, they beat Nebraska on Saturday, never trailed in that game at all. The Badger men have now won 4 straight and 10 of their last 11. Their next game is at Ohio State on Wednesday. The 7th-ranked Marquette men's basketball team lost at Seton Hall on Saturday, but they're still 2-2 in the Big East, 11-4 overall. They will host Butler on Wednesday at the Fiserv Forum. The Marquette women's basketball team is at Seton Hall on Tuesday. The 5th-ranked Badger men's hockey team is now working on a 9-game winning streak after sweeping Notre Dame. That's the first 9-game winning streak for Badger men's hockey in 34 years. You got to go back to 1990, and they are now 10-2 atop the Big Ten. The Badger women's hockey is 3rd-ranked in the country, and they are now 16-4 on the season after sweeping Merrimack over the weekend. There's a lot going on out in the world. We always, you know, like to say there's a lot to unpack, but we're going to try to unpack the news here for you at 6:22 right now. A lot of what we are going to start with deals with the weekend anniversary of the January 6th attack. And all last week, being back from vacation, I never mentioned that my beach read for this last go-round was the Heather Cox Richardson book, Democracy Awakening. I know a lot of folks read Heather Cox Richardson's daily newsletters. They are brilliant in putting the day's political events into perspective, often with a historical context. If you are a fan of Heather Cox Richardson, you'll like the book, but you will also, I had to put the book down many times because it just made me very angry at the things that we know have happened. All of the warning signs have been out there for generations about places this country could go to, the dark places this country could go to if we essentially took our democracy for granted. And it just shows that, again, Trump was not the beginning of this movement. He's merely the latest manifestation and has taken it further than other politicians before that. Just look at this weekend as Trump was rambling across Iowa, referring to the insurrectionists as patriots and hostages, which, by the way, begs the question, which is it? Are they hostages who he's promising to pardon? Because I also thought they were FBI undercover people and Antifa people. So which is it? Which are the group that beat police with baseball bats and American flags? Who sprayed them with chemicals? Who hunted for lawmakers? Who put up a gallows outside the U.S. Capitol? Are these really hostages? That's the case he's making. He also, again, over the weekend, praised dictators, referring to President Xi multiple times as brilliant for, as he put it, ruling 1.5 billion people with an iron fist. That's the guy who soiled the presidency previously and wants to be there again. There was a shameful display of this by New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik when she, too, talked about the J6 hostages, as they put it, on Meet the Press with Kristen Welker. Kristen Welker didn't push back, didn't challenge that wording at all. And I gave Kristen Welker a pass. She's an experienced reporter, but she was new at hosting Meet the Press. I was content to let some of the rust, you know, be kicked off in terms of, you know, hosting a show like this on Sunday mornings. That was completely inexcusable, the way that I see it. Not challenging her and others, who could be summed up the way our regular Friday guest Mark Jacob did over the weekend when he said, with each passing day, the Republican Party acts more like the philosophical successor of Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber. And I know that in saying that, that's going to cheese some people off, cheese some regular folks off who vote Republican. Well, don't, because we're not talking about most people that we know who vote Republican don't talk like this. And they understand that January 6th was an attempt to overthrow an election. It's the politicians, the people who get in power and support this, who stick with Trump day in and day out, despite the many crimes and the many ways he telegraphs how he wants to upend democracy. Those are the folks who are, at this point, aptly described the way that Mark Jacob named them. And it's not nice. And it's going to lead to a busy 2024. And as I said, we'll talk in our next hour to our friends from Motherhood for Good about, you know, the little things that can get started right now to make sure that 2024 isn't some kind of a bellwether year in the continued corrosion of democracy, but instead where we see Americans of all political stripes take a stand and say, look, democracy, like it or not, is most uniquely defined in this way compared to all other systems. Democracy is properly described as the losers of elections go willingly, that there is a peaceful transfer of power that started with George Washington. And yet here's Donald Trump not only fighting that once before, but telegraphing that, you know, violence would be okay this year as well. And here he has continually put himself up there as the greatest president, comparing himself to Washington, comparing himself to Lincoln, and saying over the weekend that he could negotiate a better deal, you know, for the Civil War, that he thought that if he were there, he would, he said he'd be so good at negotiating that people would never know if Abraham Lincoln was any good. That's actually, and again, when he says the Civil War could have been negotiated, I mean, the Washington Post has already reached out to some historians who respectfully, shall we say, disagree. Because again, what are you negotiating after the Confederacy fires on Fort Sumter and starts to leave the Union, secede from the United States over the issue of slavery? What does that tell you Donald Trump would be willing to do? We already know the answer, because we already know where he is on Ukraine. We already know that he loves Putin, respects him, thinks he's a strong, brilliant person. And so, you know, if you got to give up a little bit of Ukraine, that's fine. Amazing how that would have worked out in Europe, you know, when Hitler was doing the same shtick. This is the guy that you want negotiating. He hasn't negotiated anything. He never negotiated a healthcare plan. He never negotiated an infrastructure plan. He's not a negotiator. He's not a successful businessman. He's a snake oil salesman who's done good the first time, got lucky the first time, lost the second time, and yet is coming back at another kick of the can, hopefully with Americans who've read books like Heather Cox Richardson's and others, and are better prepared to stand up for our democracy. More with Kristen Lierley coming up in just a bit. You're up north.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The NTSB says a school teacher near Portland, Oregon, found a plug from the Alaska Airlines plane door that blew off Friday night. And the safety board's Jennifer Homendy says a flight attendant ran to help after the cockpit door was flung open by the force.
He did attempt to shut the door three times. It did eventually shut, but it did blow open during the explosive decompression.
The Pentagon released new details after a delay in getting the word out about Defense Secretary Austin's nearly week-long hospitalization. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Bipartisan leaders of the House Armed Services Committee say while they wish Secretary Austin a speedy recovery, they're concerned about how the disclosure of his condition was handled.
Killers of the Flower Moon's Lily Gladstone's become the first indigenous actor to win a Golden Globe.
This is for every little res kid, every little urban kid, every little native kid out there who has a dream.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new legislative maps for Wisconsin will be paid as much as $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Terms of their contracts weren't just made public. The state Supreme Court has ruled the old maps unconstitutional. Wisconsin state troopers are enlisting truckers and other commercial drivers to help fight human trafficking. The state patrol trains them to look out for warning signs potential victims may be sending out.
A lot of times these victims could be, you know, appearing fearful, submissive, timid in some cases. There might also be signs that their movement is, or at the very least, has been controlled.
Trooper Sean Bryan of the State Patrol. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
We have some snow on the way starting late this afternoon into this evening and continuing through tomorrow into tomorrow night. About 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible by the time it wraps up, with wind, especially tomorrow night, creating areas of blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's January, and it's that time of year when the air is cold and crisp. You go outside and decide you do want to build a snowman. You just love winter. You roll a giant snowball for the base, and you start building. You got some sticks for the arms and a hat for his head. You even have the carrot nose and the big button eyes. The chilly air lets you breathe in deep, and then you see it. A big brown puddle starts forming right under Frosty. Oh, that is so gross. What is that? It's your septic tank, and the air's not fresh anymore. Well, before Old Frosty gets renamed Old Stinky for fouling up the neighborhood, you better call Crockett Septic. From Rome to Rudolph, Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nacusa, all the way to Point and Clover, Crockett Septic can handle your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie, because nobody wants to smell the other stuff.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What do you think, Kristen? Do you believe in love now? Do you believe in Jordan Love now that the season's
I always believed in Jordan Love.
You have. Never in doubt from Dr. Kristen Lightley. How are you?
I'm good. And that music makes me feel like, okay, I can do Monday.
Of course you can. Yes. There you go. Greg giving us his little Huey Lewis dance. Yeah.
It's adorable.
It is.
If you can't see this, you really ought to turn on Facebook so that you can.
You're welcome.
That's right. Were you in the game outside at the tailgating? What were you up to yesterday?
We did all of it. We tailgated. Okay. Our tailgate is brilliant. We had, I'm not joking, bear stew and bear tenderloin made from real bears.
You weren't kidding about that post.
I was not.
Wow.
It was wonderful. And you know, the fans were so great. The Bears fans were great. The Packer fans were so excited. It was a beautiful day. It was just a wonderful experience. And I find that this is kind of a unique thing. Every time I go to a game, I don't have season tickets, so I always sit somewhere different. Mm-hmm. Every time I go to a game, I leave with a whole new group of friends, and that's exactly what happened last
of course week. You do.
Of yes, course you do. You're just like the friendliest person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just me. It's the people around you, and you know, you're high-fiving everybody, and everybody was in such good spirits. It was a blast.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We have, you know, you're going to different parts of the stadium. I have pretty much the same bar stool I sit on each time if I'm home. If I go to our local watering hole here, and sometimes people will try to talk, and I'll just kind of look out the side of my eye. I'm like, I'm watching the game. leave me alone. I just want to watch the game.
Wow. Mean Pat Kreitlow.
Well, I actually want to watch the game.
Not mean.
And then when they score a touchdown, then we're all high-fiving and everything else. But, you know, I don't want to miss anything. That's me.
There is something though about, like, I was talking to some people who sometimes sit in the box because, you know, there are a lot of Packer people who are associated here. And if you are watching in a bar or watching in the box, you kind of aren't watching the game. But if you're in the bowl on those aluminum bleachers, hearing all of that, that is like, it just sucks you into it. That is the experience.
Yes, it is. I've sat. Those aluminum bleachers, though. Holy cow. Yeah. If you don't remember a cushion or something.
Oh, you walk away, you're like, although, everything hurts.
Yes. And I assume you were now at the time of the season where you drive to Lambeau Field. You don't take that 10-mile bike ride or whatever it is.
Yeah, we drove and we street parked and, you know, we did the whole thing. That's another great thing about the Packers. There's no ramp. You know, when you go there, you park in somebody's front yard and, you know, they usher you in. They've got a sign that says, you can use my bathroom for free. They give you a little bottle of water. It's adorable.
The Midwest, ladies and gentlemen.
Wisconsin rules. Wisconsin just rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, look, I made a kolache for you.
Can I point out one other thing?
Sure.
When we talk about 1849, often we're talking about the abortion ban in Wisconsin. But today, when we talk about 1849, that is the number of days that the Bears have gone without a win over the Packers. 1,849 days the Bears have been winless over the Packers.
Look at you coming off the top rope with deep cut trivia.
Wow. And just so like when we talk about 1849. The Bears suck. All right.
Ah, yes. That's all we need to. And again, we, you know, all of us know a Bears fan or two, and you can just feel it. It used to be the way that Cubs fans felt for 108 years, and now it's squarely on the Bears fans' shoulders. How long are they going to be this bad?
Thoroughly disagree. When it comes to Cubs fans, they have lived in a 108-year bubble where they still thought they were the best team ever. Every time they come to Milwaukee, they just be like, "We're the Cubs." I'm like, "Yeah, you guys suck."
And they're going to go another 108 years.
Good.
Hopefully. Yes. Hey, as we look more at some of the headlines over the weekend, Kristen, I have to ask you, as an OBGYN, we've talked about Idaho before, but this is less about this abortion ban in Idaho. It's less about Idaho than it is about the current makeup of the U.S. Supreme Court, because it always seemed that when these draconian measures would get passed, a court would say, no, that we're gonna put that on hold while we hear whether this is legal. And I have to admit, I did quite a double take when the U.S. Supreme Court essentially said that Idaho's, again, draconian, just extreme abortion ban is going to be allowed to stay in place. They'll hear arguments in like April. They might decide it by June. I mean, I'm sure this isn't the first time it happened, but it really took me back. Usually these kinds of laws are like, hold on, Sparky, we'll get to you.
I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I just can't even understand what's happening with the Supreme Court and what's happening in Idaho. So essentially what they said was, this law, it's not a law, this rule that Congress, an act of Congress called EMTALA, which means that if you show up at the emergency room, you have to be treated regardless of your ability to pay. It doesn't specifically talk about what you're treated for. It doesn't say, so if you show up with a heart attack, we have to take care of you. Also a stroke. It doesn't say those things. It just says, when you show up at the emergency department, you have to be treated. But now it says, unless you need an abortion, in which case you don't get to be treated.
For folks who don't follow it closely, EMTALA is the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, EMTALA, EMTALA. And yeah, again, this is a case of, this is what the law says, this is what the rule says, and then a court comes in and says, well, we're going to micromanage the interpretation of this. And it's going to make things a lot tougher for women in Idaho and some of these other states. I guess it's not the world's biggest surprise, given what the U.S. Supreme Court did in, you know, with the Dobbs decision. But it is just that reminder as we head into 2024, the importance of every single election, every election, not just a state Supreme Court election, but every presidential election, because they appoint, you know, justices who could be as politician-like as these ones are. And it's really incumbent upon every American to keep their eye on the ball when it comes to Supreme Court seats.
Supreme Court seats, but all the way down the ballot, too. I mean, not to get distracted from the EMTALA issue, but the stuff that affects you locally, those are the elections that we often have little information about, but they have a huge impact on what your kids are being taught in school and what your roads and bridges look like and how much tax you pay locally, all of those things. And they are, like I said, such low information elections, and they're often nonpartisan elections that they can be very confusing as you are approaching the ballot box and you're trying to figure out who to vote for, who is really the right person for you.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk to Governor Tony Evers tomorrow at 7:05, and that will be one of the questions will be about whether Wisconsin women and their allies will continue to show high voter turnout as they have since the Dobbs decision was handed down a year and a half ago. So listen for that tomorrow morning. Let me switch to a different health topic, and it gets into this thing that amuses me, the supposed war on chocolate milk, you know, that Tom Tiffany and some of these other Republicans like to talk about. And, you know, like, okay, sugary drinks. There's a new report out that says it's a new analysis by, Scott Kaplan, an assistant professor of economics at the U.S. Naval Academy in Maryland, and commenting on a study that says taxes on sugary drinks cut consumer sales by 33%. In other words, now because of that higher tax, people go, you know, I don't really need that. And there turns out to be a benefit. Now, we talk about this all the time, so-called sin taxes in cigarettes and liquor. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, as a former legislator, when people say, why do you guys tax cigarettes so high? Because they work. The sin taxes work. And it's proven again by this analysis that a doctor like you can tell people all day long, you know, you shouldn't have that sugary drink, you shouldn't smoke, whatever the case may be. But once there's a way to fund roads and schools and things that get assessed on that economic motivation is just as much or more so than a doctor recommendation on healthy habits.
I think it's very compelling. And actually, I can talk all day long to my patients about what they should do. Like, you know what you should do. You know you shouldn't drink so much soda. But until it actually hurts you somewhere, like in the pocketbook, you're not thinking about long-term consequences. So yeah, that's why those sin taxes are so effective. It hurts you in the pocketbook right now.
And so related to that, and this gets us back to the chocolate milk thing, is that the USDA and the Biden administration are being accused of wanting to ban chocolate milk. No, they're not. But they are saying if you're going to have flavored milk in school, you've got to find ways to add less sugar to it. Fewer sweeteners. Maybe it's more natural sweeteners, whatever the case may be. But get the level of sugar down in what's served to our kids in school. And of course, rather than going along with something that is beneficial to health, you've got all these Republicans immediately trying to politicize it as Joe Biden wants to take away your chocolate milk. They'll have to rip my chocolate milk from my cold, dead hands. And it's just so much drama over, again, taking care of our kids and each other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how we do it right now, isn't it? It's everything is black and white, good or bad. And they package all of these messages, regardless of what it is, without any nuance to bring people over to their side. There was less competition amongst the fans at the Packer Bear game yesterday than there is in the political arena over chocolate milk.
It's true. It's absolutely true. What do we always say? When you get regular folks together, you know, friends and neighbors, and some may vote one way, some may tend to vote the other way, but they can get along with each other. They can talk where there are differences. You know, they don't go erecting a gallows and saying, well, let's hang somebody who doesn't agree with us. You know, it just gets us back to the January 6th anniversary over the weekend and not, pun intended, not sugarcoating, you know, what history was on that day. And I just want people to keep that in mind. And that's why I use it again to say that coming up in our next hour, your friends from Motherhood for Good will be here to talk about ways that people can be involved. And you are always my poster child for that, of the simple country doctor who said, no, let's talk to people about, you know, really caring about who's on your ballot and what issues they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. There are so many problems in the world to solve. I think no matter who you're talking to and what their ideology is, as you get into the conversation, you recognize that there are many things that can be done, but they are not being done because so many of our leaders right now are focusing on this competition instead of actually finding a way to take some of the sugar out of chocolate milk.
Yeah.
It's not that hard, people.
It's not that hard if you just want to act, you know, in the public interest. So let's get ourselves back to where we started here. And that would be the Packers making it to the playoffs. They will be in Dallas. I'm sure some Packer fans will go down, but at least everybody else is going to make their plans for Sunday afternoon. So do you do anything different playoff wise? Do you instead turn it into a house party, you know, or something? What do you have a favorite place where you go to watch the game when you're home in Green Bay?
Sadly, I will be working for this playoff game.
Oh,
but
no.
Recognize that this is the Cowboys, and who coaches the Cowboys?
Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy.
The enemy.
But Mike McCarthy has plenty of old friends back in Green Bay, so this is much more than just a game against the Dallas Cowboys. This is very personal.
Oh, very true. Mm-hmm. This is we're going to get so sick of hearing about Mike McCarthy this week. Which I actually hope is a good thing. I hope it motivates people to go, okay, fine, let's just go out and beat him, you know? Not even worry about, you know, everybody else on the team. Just this is all about Mike McCarthy at this point. Who, by the way, I, you know, again, it, it wasn't the most acrimonious departure. It was definitely a parting of the ways. Mm-hmm. And so now we get to, you know, hopefully kick his butt.
This is how things work in the NFL.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's not personal. It's only football.
It's only football. But ultimately, at the end of the day, all we need is love.
There you go. We'll have today's history lesson and musical memories. And Selena Heller from Up North News will join us as well in just a bit. Wherever you're listening, live from Lake Wissota, all across Wisconsin, you're up north. Back in a bit.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Now, of course, we got Play the King. You don't just get chair dancing from Greg Bach, but from Kristen Lyerly as well.
Woo!
Yeah.
He's always dancing.
Mm-hmm. Elvis Presley, born this day in 1935. So do the math on that, Pat. 89 years old? Yeah, 89 years old. He would be 89 years old. Passed away in 1977, of course.
If you believe that.
It's all because his middle name, Aaron, is not spelled correctly on his tombstone that people think, yeah, maybe that's not actually him there. Selena Heller joins us as well from Eau Claire along with... Well, here, Whiskers joins us along with Selena Heller when she can peek around his butt now and then. How are you?
I'm well. How's everyone?
Good. Peachy. You had quite the weekend event that we're going to ask you all about in just a minute here, so stay tuned for that. But we mentioned that David Bowie, or Elvis Presley, was born this day. So is David Bowie. 12 years later, in 1947, David Bowie. Do you know his birth name? Not you, Greg. You can see the answer, ladies.
I didn't need it.
I feel like I should know this, but I don't.
Can I give a hint? No.
Sure.
He shares the name with another famous singer. Famous British singer. Famous English singer.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
His name is Mickey Dolenz. His name is Mickey Dolenz. No.
Davy Jones, play a little Modern Love while we talk about that. He changed his name at age 18. Because he saw it was inspired by the Bowie knife. He liked the name Bowie. And he wanted to avoid confusion with Davy Jones. So David Jones, born this day in 1947, passed away in 2016.
And then
changed
his
name to David Bowie.
And then he went to Ziggy Stardust.
Yes, he did.
And the Thin White Duke.
Mm-hmm. Yep. On this day in 1982 was the breakup of the Bell system, as AT&T agreed to divest itself of 22 subdivisions, like, you know, Wisconsin Bell, Northwestern Bell, Atlantic Bell, all of those, and opened up more competition when you tear down a monopoly. Are you listening, Washington, D.C., here in the 21st century?
Whoa, Pat called you out.
Yep. President George W. Bush signed the No Child Left Behind Act into law this day in 2002. Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was shot and wounded on this day in 2011 as part of a mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona. Here's another birthday. Mike Reno is still with us. He is 69 years old today, born in 1955. If you don't know the name, you know the group Loverboy.
Such an anthem.
It actually feels, I feel like I'm violating something by playing this on a Monday. It's like, uh-huh. No, this is a Friday song.
Too early.
Yep.
No, really, it really thinks about you. Like, the first thing on Monday, you're like, oh, here comes the weekend. Just make it through.
Mike Reno's birth name was Joseph Reinowski, and he was born in New Westminster, Canada.
Wait, say that name. Say the name again.
Joseph Reinowski.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a rock star name.
Yeah, really. We already mentioned that Prince made his national TV debut on the Midnight Special this day in 1980. The Beatles' Rubber Soul became their seventh number one album in the U.S. on this day in 1966. And on this day 3 years ago, 17-year-old Olivia Rodrigo, known as being an actress on various Disney shows, released her debut single, Driver's License.
That sounds like stalking.
It does, doesn't it? I just remember the Saturday Night Live skit where all these guys are like shooting pool in a bar, and next thing you know, they're just all singing the song in unison because it had become just this runaway hit.
Well, that's another thing that our listeners could not see was Greg's head as that bill at the beat was building. Like, you know, Greg likes a song.
This song slaps. I love a good pop song. I love pop songs. Oh,
Here's the problem with letting Grandpa pick the songs for the day. It wasn't until I'd finished this whole list and got all the little excerpts ready that just a little flag in the back of my head said, wait a minute, you should check the lyrics on this one. And I'm just right away going, oh, yes. Okay, quickly, I'm Googling, you know, driver's license, clean lyrics. So I put that on.
Back in my day, they didn't swear on records. They just talked about love and going to sock hops.
And so it goes on this Monday morning at 6:56. This is January 8th. This is National Clean Your Desk Day, National Gluten-Free Day, English Toffee Day. But is English toffee gluten-free? I don't know.
I think so.
Who cares?
It also says this is Show and Tell at Work Day, which is funny because that's basically what Selena does with us every Monday, is she does show and tell of the story that she's working on. And
I did show and tell at work, and I got sent to HR, and I don't appreciate it.
There are boundaries on what we show and tell at work, Greg.
Limitations.
We don't combine it with National Bubble Bath Day, which is also what today is as well.
They were tasteful pictures.
So that's what's on the calendar for today. Selena, how did you get roped into judging a food contest for a food you don't like?
What?
I've judged a lot of food contests over the years.
And so what was this one?
This one was chili. And I don't like chili. And I even said that. So I put it out there, but it didn't matter. And
I think that probably made it more attractive. Like, oh, we got to get her in doing this.
You know what I pitched also, or I said, like, you know, okay, well, I have a clean palate. I don't have any biases. So that works. I also have had to judge beer contests or beers, like micro brews and things like that. And I don't drink beer. So same kind of.
Why don't you just say no then, Selena?
Yes, Selena.
Well, I say I don't eat chili or. But
don't say I don't eat chili. Just say no.
Yeah,
I'm busy.
Stop being so Midwestern. No. Just be like nothing.
Yes.
But you know what? So there were two other judges, and I was like, okay, hopefully they think the same or I'm not way off. So one of them did pick the same one I did. So I felt, you know, good about that.
Three of you apparently didn't like chili. That's what we found out that day. We don't like chili. It's not a good food.
Wouldn't that be great?
I was going to say
cream of mushroom was the winner because they have such bland palates.
Bud Light.
Oh, no. Michelob Ultra, you're the winner.
Yeah. At the local Elks Club, the fraternal organization.
Which I'm sure they're very thankful you were there, even though we've just completely trashed the concept of them bringing you on as a judge. But I know that.
Okay, here's the controversy, and they didn't have any with noodles yesterday. And I, because I'm a believer that chili doesn't have noodles, and I grew up with that. Of course, my parents made chili, and I always tried to eat it, you know, then.
Well, here's a debate we're going to continue on the other side of news.
We're going to talk.
Kristen, we'll see you back on Thursday.
Yes, and tonight on Pete's show at 9.
All right. Pete Schwab's show, Nightlight. You'll see, you'll hear there as well. Have a great day, Kristen. We'll talk to you later. And everybody else, back after this. You're up north.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.